Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show this morning. Well, hi, this is Lalisa J. Williams, and I tell you, it is going to be a fantastic show. I just know it. Good morning and welcome. If you're listening via the chat room, good morning, good morning, Mr. Paul Kiriazi, or should I say good evening, Mr. Paul, for those of you who don't know, it's evening right now in Tokyo, Japan. You see, we are a global world now. Well, we've been a global world, but we do everything now on the global scale. So some wonderful, exciting things are happening, big, big things I'm going to be telling you about, these awesome, dynamic things that will be happening. Just watch out for them. Look out for them. They're coming your way. We are coming to empower you, to inspire you, to make you a success. Gone are the days when you can only sit back and dream about becoming a success. We want to move you out of the state of dream into reality, from dream to reality. We want to be there to inspire you to acquire your dreams, to reach and achieve your goals that you set. You know, if you don't set goals for yourself, this is a question. Now, you might want to write this down. If you don't set goals for yourself, I'm talking about SMART goals, goals that are specific, measurable, attainable, have a timetable that you can actually reach. If you don't set them, who will? I want you to answer that question while I bring on our midweek inspirational speaker. If you do not set goals for yourself, who will? All right. Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Versi Walker. Welcome.
Well, good morning and welcome to you.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I am going to just remind everyone that we're going to turn it over to Mr. Walker, and then I will come back at the last few minutes of the show and give you some more updates. We got so many awesome things that are launching. Some will be starting the 1st of April. I can't wait, oh, my God, to reveal this. It is huge, 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 the biggest thing I've done yet. Now, I've done some big things.
Hold on. Just do me a favor. Whisper it to me. Nobody else is listening. It's just you and I. Go ahead and you can whisper to me. You can tell me. I can keep a secret. I can keep it together, I promise.
I know you can. I will definitely, I'm going to whisper. It is that, it is huge, so huge. It is truly, truly, truly the biggest thing that I've ever imagined doing. So I know that you can appreciate that, Mr. Paul. As I like to, I was telling Kiva, I got this big secret. I'm not going to let it out just yet, though, but I tell you, we got some other big things that we're going to be doing for the Coach LaLisa show. We're going to be doing some things where we are actually working now on getting some prizes and some giveaways for people that call into the show. We're putting that all together. And I tell you, things are growing. We're bringing new people on to partner with us to help promote the show. And I tell you, it's just going to be great. Thanks to Paul and his four-part series. That's been awesome and amazing, and getting some very, very, positive feedback about that. Your show, Mr. Versi Walker, on Wednesday. So anyways, there's a lot going on, but good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, everyone. And Mr. Walker, take it away.
Oh, so quickly. Okay. Well, I'm here. Good morning, everyone. And as usual, I'm glad to be here. I was thinking that we were going to get a lot of mail or email surrounding the fact that we weren't on last week. I really missed everyone and really missed being on the show. People don't realize that when you do something, one, that you're passionate about, and two, that you know helps or affects others, you become a part of that. It becomes a part of your weekly, daily, hourly routine. And to have a show and a platform like this and to be a part of it, I'm excited. I'm always, looking forward to the next opportunity and the next time. So, again, people, sorry that we had technical difficulties last week and weren't able to share the midweek inspiration with you. That just means you had more opportunity to salivate, anticipate, and be ready to participate in today's show. Good morning for everyone who's listening and everyone who will be in the archives listening. I hope that everyone is having a wonderfully safe week thus far. It seems like we got really teased, I believe it was Friday, with the warm weather, and Saturday and Sunday and yesterday brought us right back to reality. We still have, I think, 16 more days before daylight savings and about 26 more days before the true break of spring. So people, take care, protect yourselves, and don't get these nasty colds that are going on. As always, I'm excited and glad to be here and to be able to join, all of you for our Wednesday morning midweek inspiration show. Many thanks to the listeners for tuning in, and also for you, Coach, for allowing me to share my experience and positive messages right here with you each and every week. So I thank you. I truly, truly thank you for doing so. On another note, I was just even saying, thank you and appreciating you for what you're doing and what you've done. I was actually looking at a DVR or TiVo, an episode of Oprah Winfrey, and it actually, this last season, she's re-embarking or reconnecting with individuals that, unbeknownst to me, seemed that they had a beef or an issue with Oprah. And from Roseanne Barr to Whoopi Goldberg, where something was said or a look was done at an event, and they misconstrued it and believed that there was some dislike or discord with one another, and years have gone by with these ill feelings, and they were on one another's platforms before, and, because of their platforms could have helped to elevate one another further. And so I was actually looking at the episode last week, which had Iyanla Van Zandt, and her and Oprah disconnected 11 years ago, and it was because of misperception. And the misperception came when Iyanla had an opportunity to be suited or had a suitor in the name of Barbara Walters, who wanted to have her own show for Iyanla. And at that time, it was Tuesday, that Iyanla was at Harpo every Tuesday. And Oprah had gave her the floor so much that Oprah would sit inside of the audience and watch as Iyanla started to grow and to develop. And Harpo had intended on helping not only Yana, but Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, as well as Susie Orman, because they all came around at the same time. But initially, and this is what, you know, Yana's heart was, she was loyal to Harpo, and she wanted to stay with Harpo. But that enticement of two biggest women in the world of television suiting her, it got the best of her. And when she had a sit-down with Oprah, it came out more as an alternative as opposed to, you know what, I know you say you're going to work with me and develop me. I'm not sure how long it's going to be, but I'm here with you, and I think my time is now. And Oprah mistook it, and Oprah's team mistook it and felt that, you know what, you have a greater opportunity elsewhere, then so be it. Long story short is that Yana never really appreciated or understood the value that Oprah was lending her when she gave her her platform. She could not see it, and because of her own insecurities, she didn't know that Oprah really liked her and wanted her. She felt Oprah only wanted the work, and that wasn't the case. And so that's why each week I take the time to say thank you. Each week I take the time to say I'm humbly appreciative of not only the listeners, but also for you, Coach, for allowing me and for us to gel and for us to do what we do on a weekly basis and the things that we're discussing to do that are forthcoming. Because you know what, there you can only grow so far by yourself. And the more opportunities that you have and that you lend to others, the greater opportunities that you receive as well. And so, people, this is the reason why, and I sincerely mean this, I say thank you because I have an attitude of gratitude for everything that is done for me or done to me, because there's a lesson. And the lesson was really honed in when I saw that episode, is that she had one of the greatest, largest platforms, which was Oprah, and she blew it because not – maybe because of her innocence or her ignorance, but 11 years went by and so many other travesties have happened because she didn't have the proper guidance of someone as an Oprah. So again, Coach, I thank you. So back on track, just as a quick update, about two Saturdays ago, I had the distinct honor and pleasure of being invited to do a video shoot. So I think it's about a 30-second segment, but I'm wedged into a video, and I'll actually put the link up once that is made available. It's probably going to be about 2 weeks. I know there's going to be a video launch party, but I went in and did the whole makeup thing, and it was right there in Brooklyn. And so that was very nice. It was very interesting as well. On or before March 15th, I will begin working with my first consulting client and helping to create and develop her book and also to help guide her through the publishing process in the industry and help to cultivate her and then bring that book to fruition in the next couple of months. Also, April 2nd, I'll be back in Chicago for the Self-Employment Expo as an exhibitor as well as a presenter. On April, the dates of April 8th and also 9th, I will be back in D.C., for book signing at both the Ronald Reagan National Airport and also at the BWI Airport. This time is actually going to be around the Cherry Blossom Festival. I didn't know about this this tree, in fact, but I didn't know about this festival until recently. But when I lived in Maryland for a year, you would see these trees blossom. And these are the most beautiful trees that were actually donated by China to the D.C. area and that region, but these trees are so beautiful. So there's a long festival surrounding the blossoming of these trees from March 26th to April 9th, and on April 9th there's a big parade. I say this to you, anyone who can drive up or who are near there, go by there and take part in this festivity. Take your children with you. Take your camera. You will enjoy it. So I will be there doing that festivity of the cherry blossom. Also, last but not least, I will be back with you, Coach, on March 12th for your self-publishing seminar and expo. So I just wanted to make sure everyone knew so much of my calendar. And also for anyone who's wishing to learn more about me or to secure an autographed copy of my book, I do encourage you to visit my website at www.versywalker.com. And you can find out anything there if you want to book me for a speaking engagement and or, as I said, secure a copy of the book, Success, How I Ended Up Here. Now, today, Coach, I know you were just speaking momentarily about setting goals. and how you achieve things by setting those goals. Today's topic, I want to surround it or have it surrounded by the not the goals itself, but success, and it, principally the goals are, you know, what guides you to success or enables you to achieve this thing that we long for called success. So today, I want to talk about the 6 strategies to success. And I would like to ask everyone to grab a pen or a pencil so that you can take notes. And again, we're going to talk about the 6 strategies to success. Now, in order for you to achieve success in every aspect of your life, there are some simple things that you must do. And success shouldn't be hinged upon or only look to be derived in one aspect, because there is a foundation, there is a building block that encompasses everything that you do. So you can't have organized chaos or chaos in your home, in your spirit, and in your heart, and then say that you have success at work, or you have success in doodling, or you have success in your music life, because those things that are not placed properly, that are not arranged or organized properly, will rear their head. So you may be good in reading, you may be good in literary art, you may be good in science, and you're not really strong with math, so you keep focusing in those other areas, but at some point there will be a test for math. And that which you don't pay much attention to, again, it is organized chaos, and, you know, there's not a real strong foundation there, will come to, you know, ruin perhaps your overall grade, or will come to prevent you from meeting your overall objective because that wasn't focused on or paid as much attention to as well. So the same thing with success. You want success in every aspect of your life because then you feel whole. And now you have a sounding board, a springboard in which to catapult you further. So in saying that, I want you to allow me to share with you some of the secrets to my success, which kept me, you know, on a fast track moving forward towards achieving my goals, both personally and professionally. I know years ago when I wasn't, you know, strong in my spirit and I wanted success maybe as a employee or as a worker, but then I didn't have success in controlling my own aspects of my own life, doing things haphazardly, doing things without a guideline, without, you know, totally thinking it through. And so that showed up in every other aspect. And so I want to help prevent that so that as you're going through this year, as you're still checkmarking your New Year's resolution, as you're going towards your goal, whatever that is, that you can achieve it. It doesn't have to be something that's finally met with you in November. You can start seeing these results systematically throughout the entire year. And that's how you bring consistency, and now it becomes a habit, and you just do it all the time. Now, if you are anything like me, any of you listeners are like me, I procrastinate with everything. Not as much as I used to. I now get on board, and I'm not waiting till February and March to pull down my Christmas tree and my ornaments. I'm doing it 2 days after New Year's. But prior to that, I was a procrastinator. I overthought and overanalyzed everything before I made my move. This is probably for a number of reasons, and maybe, again, because I didn't have a mentor or someone I can, you know, maybe, you know, share that information with and get good, sound advice. But I truly believe I did this, or I used to do this, and the primary reason was fear. And if anyone knows me and have listened to the show, fear is something I don't subscribe to any longer, and it's a word I really don't like to use because we give it too much credence. We give it too much power over our lives. But it was fear. It was the fear of failure, the fear of being criticized, and the fear of going broke, perhaps from spending too much money and starting something that did not or does not work. For me, not anymore. I don't allow, again, fear to paralyze me, to inhibit me, to prevent me from doing greater works and greater things. Even when, Coach, you and I spoke about doing the Wednesday morning midweek inspiration before we even had a title, before we knew we wouldn't do it, when you presented the opportunity to me, it took all of 2 seconds to make my determination and my decision. Because, again, I'm looking for opportunities to be able to hone in, bring in, explore, express, you know, what I feel is greatness and what I believe can help others as well. So I didn't want to let that opportunity, you know, pass me by. I didn't want to have those regrets and second guessing something that I knew would be great, a great opportunity for all. So for me, not anymore. I do not allow fear to paralyze me or prevent me from finding a greater good or exploring better opportunities. I've discovered in the past, it had to be the past 12 years, more so in the past 6 years as I became a self-employed individual, I've discovered 6 strategies to success, and it changed my life. And I believe it will do the same for each and every one of you who are listening today. So if you have that pen and paper ready, we're going to start off with the first strategy. And strategy number one is simple for the most part. However, it's difficult for most of us to do. And, you know, if they really wrote a book on how to lose weight, the book would say, you know, it'd probably just be a page. You know what? Take in less than what you burn off, or consume less than what you burn off. So if you only burn off 1,000 calories, consume 900. That would be much of a book, and not many people would want to purchase it because it's too honest and it's too truthful, because it is just do that. But how simple is it to do that, and how many people walk around with a calorie counter, or, you know, how many people would be depriving themselves of some of the joys and pleasures of life? But you have to train individuals. You just can't say do that. You have to train them to speak out what they're missing. For me, it's always been that sweet taste. And I can get that from a slice of cake, a slice of pie, but I can also get it from a piece of watermelon, an apple, or a pineapple. Which do you know to be better for me? It would be that pineapple. It would be that apple. But the easiest thing to grab is that slice of cake. So we can't just say, take in less than you burn off. We have to teach people, show people that there's a mindset, there's an ideology, there's a philosophical way of doing it to make sure that you meet with success while you're doing the simple things. But back to strategy number one, it is actually clearly define your goals. It is very important to have a set, clearly defined goals. The people who write out specific goals and timelines for their achievements are 5 times more likely to achieve them than those who do not. 5 times more likely to achieve your stated goals when you write them down than those who do not. Goals, especially clearly defined ones, are your roadmap towards success. They give you a starting point, a destination, and they help you to plot out a path along your journey. Get specific, people. As an example, you need to decide where you want to be in the next 3 months, where you see your business in the next year, and what changes you would like to have or make in order to make your goal a reality. And what expertise will you need to employ to take you to the next level? Remember, the devil is in the details. And so this year for myself, I set specific goals, personally and professionally. And I know, Coach, based on my limited knowledge and experience in a lot of different areas, from marketing to branding, that I needed to bring on someone who has been there and done that, who can then help me to get there, who can watch and guide and help to nourish me, to help to nurture me, to help to develop me. And so where I believe I'm ready, I may be running like an banshee but running in the wrong direction and expending more time, energy, and effort than I need to be. So for me, common sense says, like any other professional, see, amateurs ad-lib, professionals have a script. and they read it so well, and they deliver it so well that it looks like it's ad-lib. It looks like as if they were born to do that. But they had a script. They had a coach, someone to guide them. All the athletes that we rave about, they have a coach. They have the talent, but they need someone to direct that talent, to channel that energy, and to put it in the right place. And so I now have a coach. And I begin with my mentor on this coming Friday because I have a stated goal. Strategy number two, people, in business, do what you hate. Now pay attention. Strategy number two, in business, do what you hate, then pay others to do it for you. This may sound strange, however, what I've learned early on in my professional career is that every successful business owner or entrepreneur first did all the jobs in their organization themselves. And once they realized that they did not like to do them or that it was more profitable and beneficial for them to pay someone else, they did. But by doing and knowing every aspect of your business, you now and know firsthand what's all involved and how long it takes to complete a task. You can determine what a fair market price would be to pay for such a service. And three, you'll know when someone is not working in your best interest. So if you know hands down what it takes to paint that, to deliver that, to streamline that, you now know that you can have an intern or someone to come in and do that on a consistent basis and make that their job where you can focus on other aspects of building your business. And so you're not tied to things that are not profitable for you. And what I mean in the sense that you're doing a job and spending 8 hours that you could pay someone $7 an hour where your value time in other areas may be $100 an hour. So you're losing, you know, over $93 an hour every time you sit down to do this task that someone else can be more proficient at and you can have more efficiency in your organization. So that's what I mean when I say in business, do what you hate, then pay others. And that's how successful business owners, most dry cleaners that I know don't want to open up at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning. But in that executive community, they may have to meet the needs and the demands of that demographic. They may not necessarily like, or people may not necessarily like to put shingles on a roof. They may hate it, but they get paid to do something that no one else wants to do. And that's how they become successful. And you'll become successful in your business, in your life, in your world, in your affairs, if you would take on the challenges of looking at stuff and say, you know what, I don't really like this, but I'll need to do this because it reaches my end goal. And when you realize and have an opportunity to transfer that, to delegate that, then do so. And I mean this, people, and it can be from anything from cold calling, creating your own flyers, building your own website. Well, maybe not the website. Why not? I did it. You know, I built my own, you know, but I also had other people build one for me as well because I need a different eye, someone who does this on a regular basis, but I attempted it. All the way to painting walls and stuffing mailers. Do as much as you possibly can without hurting your business and diminishing your opportunity to gain more business or be more proficient at what you really are called to do. So, again, do as much as possible before spending countless hours and money paying someone else to do what can be done in-house. That's how, again, you can become successful. A word of caution, though, do not get caught up, as I have done, by saying, I can do it all, or I did this myself, or I'm self-made. That's a mentality that, you know what, on the surface it sounds good, and it is definitely self-fulfilling. But because by doing this, you will soon become overburdened and inundated. And you're not built for that. You don't want to just do things by yourself. You need support. You need a support team and mechanism to keep you on track and focus. So you lose focus and also the time from your initial goal if you're sitting down stuffing envelopes all day. especially during prime time when you should be making phone calls or interviewing or doing what's necessary for the business. You can stuff envelopes, you know, late at night where you're watching Jay Leno. But sometimes we just become stuck in a rut and we do things that are not advantageous. And this behavior will have you working more in your business than it will have you working on your business. You know, the great part about starting, running, and owning a business in today's world is that anything remotely dealing with your business can be outsourced. So if you find that you truly hate or despise doing something yourself, there are always others willing to help, thereby allowing you to do the wonderful things you enjoy. Eventually, you will discover where to place your energies and to focus your resources. Life is meant to be fun. Business ownership is meant to be fun. But over the course of the last few years, people have been more in a reactive survival mode than they have been creative, you know, being creative with their business or their business practices, and they're losing more businesses because of it. So again, people, do what you hate to do, and then get to the point and place where you can pay others to do it for you. Strategy number three, market, market, and then market some more. As a born salesman, you know, all I know and all I've known to do is sell. Sell a concept, a product, or an idea. And honestly, people, I didn't always do it well. But when it came down to marketing, I was an epic failure. It wasn't until recent years that I discovered the importance of marketing, like product placement, a display, packaging and branding a product or service. These are all key components of a successful business, and you are in charge of all of them. And you're responsible for the promotion of your business. You need to learn all there is to know about marketing strategies, hot buttons, call to action, customer attraction methods, and more. And then immediately begin to implement these knowledgeable things into your business, into your daily plan. And what doesn't work for you, alleviate immediately. And what does, exacerbate it. Blow it up. Polarize it. Make sure that it's part of everything that you do. Truth be told, marketing is the number one moneymaker of any successful business. Not your product, not your customer service, not even your location matter as much as your marketing. It is your marketing that will drive more traffic your way, increase sales, and expand your business. It's the marketing, people. And it took me years to understand this. You know how hard it is to sell one book? But how much easier it would be if I was marketing myself as the XYZ expert and people are, you know, flocking to me and calling me? McDonald's doesn't make the best hamburger, people. I can bet anyone who's listening to me, if you pulled out your grill today or your skillet, you could put McDonald's out of business, but you could not win in their marketing campaign. They outmarket their competitors. They outmarket you and I. That's what drives people to their door. And, heck, they don't even make a lot of money off of their hamburger. That's why they put it down to a dollar. It doesn't even matter. It's the money that they make off their French fries. It's the money that they make off the shakes and everything else that really keeps the lights on. So they, you know, they outmarket us. So again, become a master marketer, and in doing so, it will set you apart from your competition. I was talking to a lady not too long ago, Coach, who's in the position now of having to look for a job, and she said, "I hate this new method of hiring. Everything is online. I can't go in and woo them in person. I can't make that eye contact. I can't convey to them in words on paper how I'm the best fit." So, yeah, someone could buy a $500 resume and go in there and blow them away online, and then in 6 months later they're putting up a new for hire sign because this person didn't work out. I said, yes, but it's all about marketing and branding now. It's those hot buttons. It's those buzzwords. It's what you can say in the English language in a short amount of time. How you are the best fit. I said you first must identify their problems and their concerns. You must first come up and say, "I know as employers, your main concern is X, Y, and Z. and I know industry-wise statistically says X, Y, and Z. And by hiring me, I can relieve you, alleviate those pains and those concerns. And as a guarantee, I'm willing to do X, Y, and Z to prove myself. Once you learn how to do that, put that into King's English on paper, she'll get hired every day of the week. But that's where the new market is at. That's where everything is at. They want to utilize the new technology, and they want to make sure that you're someone who could sell yourself to convince them why they should buy. Look at the infomercials, people. Apply it to your life, and you know, you'll find more success. Strategy number four. I talked about this about a month or two ago on one of the shows, and I felt it was key and critical in my development and also perhaps in helping each and every one of you. Strategy number four is to embrace failure. The fear of failure is a crippling and debilitating disease, very similar to cancer. It creeps into your psyche and takes up residence and lays dormant, people, while slowly sucking the life out of you and your entrepreneurial dreams. Fear of failure is perhaps the number one fear of business owners and entrepreneurs there is. For those in business or looking to start a business, fear will reveal itself in two ways. One, by not having the courage or knowing when to get into business. Much like the stock market, most of us buy high and we sell low. The second thing, it could be not knowing when to get out or when to shut down a business, not having a structured exit plan, and that's fear. See, take it from me. I have successfully opened and successfully closed more businesses in the past 10 years than most people have done in their lifetime. Don't get me wrong. I am not bragging or consider myself a superstar by any means. But what I am is someone who is willing to challenge myself and harness my fears. So much to the point that I now embrace failure and watch it as it catapults me to my success. It doesn't feel good to separate yourself from anything that you started or that you involved yourself in. It doesn't. I don't care if you leave on a high. You can have the number one rated, you know, TV show in America, and you've been doing it for 8 years. To separate yourself from those people in that time slot is an adjustment. It will have you challenge yourself every step of the way. And even if you got a job that you hate going to, and if they fire you tomorrow, you probably will cry like anybody else sitting in that parking lot. Because, again, even though you hated it, you dedicated your days, your time, and your life to it. It's hard to separate. But when you have clearly defined goals, when you know when to get into business, because you studied the industry, you studied the market, and you have an exit strategy. Hey, if my business for consistently 6 months has produced 30% less than it did last year, or I'm not getting progressively growth year over year or 10% or more, then perhaps it's time to get out of business. Perhaps it's time to reconsider my marketing. Perhaps it's time to maybe bring in some new blood, whatever it takes. But if you have it defined and don't allow fear to paralyze you or prevent you from doing what is logical in your circumstance, you can find success. Strategy number five. Here I state that you need to develop meaningful relationships. And I put in brackets professional relationships. Meaningful professional relationships. Far different than the relationships you have personally. And maybe take a pointer or two from your personal relationships and see how good you are at pinpointing and identifying the deficits or the problems in those. And if you have great personal, interpersonal skills and you build on great personal relationships, then you probably would do successful in building professional relationships. By doing so, you can create or you begin to build deep, meaningful relationships, which is critical to the success of any business. You should always be looking to establish new business relationships and support others and their endeavors. By doing so, you will create synergy, cross-brand awareness, increase referrals, additional sales, and more importantly, support to help you through the tough times. The great thing about this is that it doesn't cost you anything, people, but it rewards you. And the rewards can bring value and credibility to your business as never before. I went to a business-to-business networking meeting for the first time this year last Thursday. And I'm sitting with a different group of business owners, from photographers to DJs to plumbers, to a lady who sells, to a gentleman who sells e-cards, where you go online and you can, you know, send someone an electronic card. I know some people have utilized that. And one lady is sitting there, and she has a farm, and her farm raises organic products, organic chickens, organic pigs, etc. And she said it's so hard to convince people, and she was looking for a way to be able to convince people in a simpler form on why organic is better than traditional, whereby her dozen of eggs cost $5. We're paying 79 cents, $1.25 for the eggs we eat. She said her chickens are $30 if you want to buy a whole chicken. We're buying a whole chicken, you know, for $6, $12, $7, something like that. That is a hard sell. And especially when she goes to fairs every Thursday and she, her booth is right next to somebody else's booth who doesn't have organic. And how do you convey to that customer? And I gave her an idea. And I'm not sure, because I'm not a marketer. That's not what I do for a living. But I'm pretty sure a marketing firm would have charged her a nice penny for this idea. But my idea was for her to shoot a 30-second YouTube video on the process, because as she explained the process to me, is that just to feed these animals costs an arm and a leg. And even if the hen, if it doesn't produce eggs, for whatever reason, if it's in shock or it didn't feel like, you know, having dropping eggs, then they still had to feed it. They still had to do all the other things to get it, you know, to where it would have something that's marketable. So, however, I gave her the idea of shooting a 30-second YouTube video. By doing so, she can show the process or explain the process. She can then place that on a monitor inside of her store. She could place it on the monitor right there next to her stand when she goes to the fair, and she has a few health food stores that have, you know, allow her to have her products in there. She can have that monitor running, and as people are, you know, perusing and they're making a decision, they can now get some information so that they can have an informed decision. So they can make an informed decision right there on the spot, but that is continuously playing so that she doesn't have to. And then I told her, make it a 30-minute video. Edit it down for 30 seconds, but put the 30-minute segment onto a disc. Give some statistical analysis, explain the process, show the process, have testimonials, but give that disc as a freebie. Then when people do buy her product and they go home and they insert the disc and they find out this wonderful information, they then become her mouthpiece. They then market for her, and she will again generate more businesses and more referrals in the process. That idea came in a matter of 30 seconds. But do you think, as I do, that that can now increase her business, her level of awareness, her exposure, and her opportunity? Because she could do something once that could play over for the rest of her lifetime. But that is now a situation where she has built or developed a meaningful relationship with someone like myself, and i.e. with her, just at a meeting in 30 seconds. She didn't know me 20 minutes before that, nor did I know her. But in that exchange, there was, again, a meaningful opportunity, a meaningful relationship that has now been cultivated. It's not as deep as me and yours, Coach, but you know what? She can work on it. She can build on it. But it's opportunities like that which we're pushing ourselves away from. We so often go to functions and seminars and programs, and we only sit with our group. We only sit with the three or four or five people we came with or that we're familiar with. We won't branch out. We sit in the back. We come late. We can't keep doing that, people. We're looking for success. We have to change strategic behaviors. If we're looking for better results, we have to position ourselves for success. You can't come ill-prepared and then wonder why you're not achieving your stated goal. Come with pen in hand. Come with paper in hand. Bring your wallets with you. You never know. It may be Coach's CD. It could be my book, or it could be an opportunity where we're saying we're bringing five people from the audience to come have lunch with us. We may be paying, but you may want to be amicable enough to pay for a tip. I don't know. But come prepared, people. It only benefits you. The number six strategy that I have, and sometimes we do it in the reverse, but this is also critical to success. The number six strategy is to celebrate. Owning a business, stepping out on faith, or creating the life you have always imagined is a huge undertaking. It should not be taken lightly, and definitely worth celebrating. You are among the elite, and you should be celebrated as an elitist, which is often and well. Celebrating and rewarding yourself for your success should not be a second thought. You should go out and enjoy the fruits of your labor and be thankful to have achieved your goals and your vision. Remember, many didn't have the courage to step out of their shell, and only you know what it took to stay on your path. So you should celebrate with yourself and others by doing something outside of the business that you love and enjoy. Take that dinner. Have that vacation. Drink that glass of wine. Go to the park with your children. Take that day off and really make it meaningful to you. Get home early. Stay up late. Do whatever your thing is for celebrating. Take it and challenge yourself. We're so routine that we won't even just go to a neighborhood that we don't know and jump out the car and walk down the boulevard and go to a restaurant we've never been in before. We want someone else to tell us that's a good restaurant. We want someone else to come join with us. No, people, celebrate your success. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate the blessing that has been bestowed upon you for helping yourself and perhaps others doing what you do so well. And to have stayed focused, dedicated, and committed to seeing whatever that dream or that goal or that thought was. Because so many people get distracted and derailed along the way. Now, I'm not saying go out and lose your mind. But what I am saying is if you're going to work hard creating this wonderful life and successful business, then you deserve to enjoy the fruits of your labor. It's your season. And I keep mentioning seasons to people because it is. It's your season. Look at Jennifer Hudson. Today and then a year ago, or even 2 years ago, she has strategically, she has used all of her efforts and energy to redirect her life, to change what she thought was no longer desirable or acceptable. And she's celebrating. She's celebrating her newness. She's celebrating her weight loss. And for me, I didn't do that enough, people. I just kept chasing the paper. I kept just creating something new or trying to find something new to fill a void. And I didn't celebrate often enough. And then when the times got tough, I just went deeper and dug deeper and doing the same thing. And then you hit a brick wall. Then you get that to the point where this is no longer desirable because you didn't get to enjoy what all that you were doing. It makes no sense to buy a mansion if you can't have family and friends to enjoy it with, and you can never even get home to enjoy it. People don't realize the people who have houses, they have nice lawns because they pay landscapers. But when they leave in the morning, it's usually dark, and when they come home at night, it's dark. You don't even get to see that grass because they're not celebrating it. They're not there in the moment. There are certain towns, Coach, certain small rural towns that shut down on football night for their local high school. Or if they have a basketball game in their local community for their local high school or college, they will shut the town down. So if the game is at 5 o'clock, the town shuts down at 2. In preparation to celebrate and support their team. Oh, and it's even worse if they win. Oh, if they won a championship, you would think they won the Super Bowl. Because these people have, you know, they have prioritized their day and their life to say, you know what, we work hard, but we're going to celebrate it. And that's from fishing excursions to ski trips to just sitting back in your backyard with a glass of your homemade lemonade and an old $2 fold-up chair. It's whatever you take and that you believe that you deserve, do it. Don't justify your actions. You are the only one who knows how hard it is to do and get to where you've been and what you had to go through, and why shouldn't you have a toast on you. So I want to just go back and mention the six steps again. The first one, clearly define your goals. Once again, this is important, and you're 5 times more likely to achieve them when they're clearly defined and written out. Second, strategy. In business, do what you hate and then pay others to do it for you. This, again, allows you firsthand to be involved in every aspect and know how long it takes to complete and start a process. Second, you can determine what a fair market price would be to pay for someone else's, so someone else to do the same service. And three, you'll know when someone is not working in your best interest and just shucking and jiving. Number three, this one here is so important. You need to do this before you even open your business, before your book comes out, before your boutique is, you know, displayed. Market, market, and then market some more. Always market your business. This is important. You are responsible for the marketing and promotion of your business. Don't leave that to anyone else. Don't pay and outsource that to anyone else. Oversee that at every level and test the market. If one verbiage, one language, one price doesn't work, again, chuck it. Start again. Try something new. Try another terminology. Try another price point. But market your business. You're responsible for that. Also, fourthly, embrace failure. By doing so, if you embrace your failures, you'll be more prepared for success. Don't take your failures on as a burden. Don't take them on as something I have to carry for the rest of my life. I'm Mark. Everybody knows I'm a divorcee. Everybody knows my business shut down. Everybody knows I'm bankrupt. No. Learn the lesson from the blessing, people. Number five, develop meaningful professional relationships. Once again, by doing so, you create a certain level of synergy, cross-brand awareness, increased referrals, additional sales, and more importantly, you develop a support network that can help you through tough times. They can maybe give you that one bit of information or advice because they, too, are business owners. They, too, have suffered through some turmoil and can give you advice that then clicks and allows you to stay in business and allows you to further your dreams. And then lastly, people, celebrate. Celebrate your successes. Treat yourself as an elite. Allow people to know that, you know what, I am I'm the boss. I'm the CEO. I'm the one who created this, and I'm going to come to celebrate, either by myself or with others. But make sure that along the way, celebrate. Celebrate and enjoy the fruits of your labor. With that, Coach, I'm actually done, and I'm going to allow you to take it away. I know you had a few things at the end that you want to share with our great listeners, so it's all yours.
All right. 6 key things that are going to help you truly, truly reach success. We're going to apply them all each and every day. Thank you so much, Mr. Percy Walker, for always keeping it real, keeping it hot, something that we can use and take away to inspire us. You know, you got to be inspired to acquire the greatness that God has. You see, it is there and it is available for everyone, but everyone is not going for it.
Right.
Everyone is not reaching, not tapping into it. So we just thank you so much for that. To those in the chat room, thank you for, you know, holding it down in the chat room. Mr. Paul, Kiva, Pat, Mr. Hypno Solutions, got to come with those solutions. To those of you who are listening via the websites and your iPods and your MP3s and other ways that you're listening, hello, good morning, have a great, awesome day at work. And those of you who are on the phones listening, we thank you and we appreciate you. Don't forget, we have some, we're working on some wonderful things that we can bring to you, more development for the Coach Lalisa show. Thank you so much, Mr. Walker, for opening up with that story about Oprah Winfrey and some of the people that she's had on her show, like Ayala Van Zandt, who is actually in Newark, New Jersey this Friday. She will be at the Paul Paul Robeson Center this Friday. I did mention it a couple of days ago. Actually, I mentioned it last Friday because our guest last Friday on the show, Miss Olivia and Miss Jackie is one of the trainers for the Ayala Van Zandt Schools, her institute, Ayala Van Zandt.
Okay.
Personal Development Institute. Coach Jackie went through the training, and she is also one of the instructors, and she goes there several times a month in Maryland, which is where the institute is, and she's one of the facilitators. Well, I will be with them for the entire weekend for the Women's Retreat, the Global Women's Empowerment Retreat in Atlanta, Georgia. If you'd like to go, contact us right away. That's going to be March 18th through the 20th. I will be flying down. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be awesome. Off, you know, just really off the chain, as the young people would say. Also, March 12th, yes, we're going to be doing it really, really big in Newark at the Wyndham, at the first Northeast International Christian Writer and Publisher Convention. Now, is it about religion? No. But, hey, everybody knows I am a Christian, so guess what? It goes where I go. Now, if they don't like it, well, I feel bad for you, but it's okay. So come, March 12th, network. If you're a PR person, marketing person, come so you can get some business from all of us authors who are going to be there and other business owners who need you. Come if you're a graphic artist. Just come if you have a website, bookstore, an internet bookstore, or a bookstore, possibly Ms. Sharon Wells may stop by. She's a brand new author. She's been working on this book years or so. She will be there talking about her new book. So many other book authors. It's amazing. Don't forget, mark your calendars for June the 24th, 25th, doing it big in North Carolina for the Release Your Inner Power Women's Conference that I launched here in New Jersey 3 years ago. Now is on the road. We've been invited to come to North Carolina. Miss Virginia Dancy, who is helping to orchestrate and put it all together there. She has teamed up with some powerful women there, Dr. Cindy Hunter, who is the author of The Diary of a Crack Addict's Wife, and a pastor, Miss Aretha Pugh Robinson, who is from New Jersey but left here to go there to pastor. Somehow she hooked up with them, put this big event together. It's going to be at the Hyatt Hotel. I'm telling you, big things will come, but you got to make a step. Look at Kiva doing big with her Women of Destiny. Go and her Men of Valor, her website. Go to her Facebook page. Connect with her. Support her any way you can. My good friend, Dr. Pittman, with her Prison Mothers Ministry. Things. Paul Kiriazzi over in Japan doing big things. He's had a four-part series right here. The last part of the four-part is happening on Monday. Do not miss it. Mr. Reverend Ralph Bunch Terrell so apologizes that he couldn't be here yesterday. He had a mix-up in his schedule. He will be here on Friday with the tax info. You don't want to miss it. If you have a business, go tell all your small business friends, family members to tune in. And we are absolutely, absolutely out of time, but not without telling you about the From Prostitute to Princess seminar that I'm doing here in New Jersey on March 26th, From the Bedroom to the Boardroom, Strategies to Help You Celebrate the God Gifting and Talents in Your Life. Don't miss it. From Prostitute to Princess. You heard it right here. And many, many more things. Thank you again, Mr. Versi L. Walker. You've been great.
Thank you. Bye,
Thank
everybody.
You. We celebrate you for all that you're doing, and we will see you back on Wednesday and any other day that you decide to join us. You don't want to miss not one episode of The Coach and Lalisa. And good morning, area code 708. Good morning and welcome.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of The Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.